Hey guys, so just wanted to talk about a experience I found myself in, probably a couple months ago, maybe in October, I think it was, somewhere around that time. And I was attending a college class, right? And I think it was philosophy. But I was in there, and there was this, like, Chad Riguez, you know, this big, tall, tough guy sitting next to me in the seat next to me. And he starts talking to me, and he starts going on about, I'm really liking the college life, man, and blah, blah, blah. You know, all these girls, I go to parties all the time, blah, blah. You should come, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, yeah, dude, this smoking hot redhead, dude, I'm going drinking with her on Saturday and this and that. And, it's so easy for me and blah, blah, blah. And he just sits there and he flexes on me for a good 15 minutes, man. And he's like, I took a kind of a gap year after high school and I kind of slept around, tried to enjoy the life. I smoked a little weed and blah, 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 and blah, blah. And he just, he sits there and he just starts blabbing and talking. It's like, shut the fuck up, dude. But anyway, I listened to what he had to say. I contributed to the conversation. And sorry about that. He's like, you should really come and hang out, dude. And, we don't really ever see you around, blah, blah. And it just kind of got me thinking about how different a Chad Riguez is from us incels or us sub fives. Their life is so utterly different than us. They have such a different experience and view of the world simply because they are good looking. And it's a very interesting concept because you have us incels who have to live in a utter dismal experience, We view the world in such a negative light and our entire existence is just horrific and dismal. And then you have these Chad Riguezes who get all the girls and it's just easy for them. They don't have to put in any effort. This guy was telling me how, it pisses me off. He was telling me how he was in the cafeteria at my college, right? And he was sitting there and this girl walks up to him and she's like, oh, hi, you're so cute. and I'm like, and it just got me thinking more about how it's just easy for them. A lot of people think that you have to put yourself out there to find a girl or to build meaningful relationships with people. And it's just utterly incorrect. Because if you are a Chad Riguez or a Chad, the general definition of a Chad, you are a very attractive guy. And you don't have to put yourself out there at all. Girls will just gravitate towards you. This guy was the epitome of a Chad. Someone that girls find attractive, He was a football player in school or in high school and, basically got everything he wanted. Meanwhile, you got me and I'm like 19, 20 years old and I've never fucking lost my virginity, bro. And it's just irritating. But, it's a very depressing situation for us incels to be in. Because it's just like, are you serious? Not to mention you got like little black guys that are Chads, dude. It's like they just pull girls. They sit there and they sound unintelligent when they talk. They're just like, oh, yeah, blah, 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 blah. And they don't speak in common English. And they're able to just pull these beautiful white girls where magnificent men like me who are just beautiful in every way can't get a beached whale. And yet you have these little black guys, like 5 feet tall, big, you know, muscular little dude, and smoke weed all the time, and, you know, fucking probably comes from a low-income household, and they're just, they're just able to get these chicks. It's like, are you serious, dude? What? Or, I mean, you might even have a little Mexican guy, dude, like a tiny little Mexican dude, and just because he is extroverted, he can get girls, dude. It's just infuriating. And then you have decent, magnificent men like me who are the epitome of bliss. And we can't even get girls. It's just like, are you kidding me, man? I don't know. It's extraordinarily infuriating. But I don't know. It is what it is, I guess. I think it's just a situation where you kind of have to accept that you're going to live the rest of your life in misery, in celibacy. And it's just a hard pill to swallow. So, yeah.